Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. In the U.S., 11 million of these happen every day. On average, each person has 62 of these a month. What am I talking about? Meetings. The dreaded meetings. So today we're going to be talking about how to be more successful in meetings. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you so much for tuning in and joining us. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, topics you want me to cover, guests you want me to interview, please reach out to me. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can reach me on Instagram and Twitter at @howtobuildatent. Please subscribe and give us a good review if you enjoyed the show. That would really help us get the word out and get people listening to the show and just really support us. Really appreciate that. So that statistic was from Business Insider, and it really just encouraged me to have this episode about meetings and how we could be successful in them. And there's three important reasons that I kind of jotted down of why I think it's important to talk about, it's important to take seriously, and to make good effort to be professional, to appear professional at. And one, it takes up a lot of your workday, and the higher you go on the ladder, the higher you, the more successful you are, the more meetings you're going to have. You're going to have to actually manage your time a lot better the higher you go up with meetings, because you can easily have meetings all day long, which I do not suggest by any means. I think that you should be spreading those out as much as possible, declining meetings that you don't need to be at and things like that, but that's a whole nother show. So the first reason that meetings are important is they take up a lot, large part of your day, the more successful you become. The second is you have a lot of opportunities to network and get to know people, and they get to know you, that are in the industry but outside your company. And so that's a chance for you to act as an industry expert, to portray yourself as a professional, and to kind of network with people that are outside your company but in the industry that you're in. And thirdly, it's one way that you can establish your brand and also your expertise in the area you are inside your company. If you're in a bigger company, like a publicly traded company, you're not gonna know everybody. And the different projects you have, the different meetings that you're gonna have with different groups, it's a great opportunity to get to know other people and see what they do, but also for them to get to know you and to see what kind of professional you are, and if you're someone that they should take seriously or not, or someone that they should ask for help in other projects or other areas. This is the time for you to brand yourself, to look professional, to portray yourself as a successful person to the people, not just outside your company, but also inside your company. So I'm going to cover 10 tips today about how to be more successful in meetings. The very first one is, when you accept a meeting, show up. And I know that this can be harder the busier you get, the more things that you have responsibility for. But if you're going to be late, just let the organizer know, whoever is organizing the meeting. If you're organizing the meeting, let someone else know that's in the meeting that you're just going to be a few minutes late. Just basically, it's a big respect thing. And people are really going to appreciate that about you. Because if you're always showing up late for meetings, or if you're making people wait, especially if it's a larger meeting, you just don't look good. If you're gonna miss a meeting that you accepted and said that you were gonna be at, as soon as you possibly can, cancel the meeting if you set it up, or if someone else set it up, let the meeting organizer know. Because if you need to be in that meeting, then they can make another time, they can set up a meeting, they can reschedule it, and it's gonna be easier for them the sooner that they know. Because schedules get really busy. And the third thing is, if you're going to reject a meeting because maybe you're too busy or something like that, just send a quick note with it. Don't just reject it outright. This is more of just a courtesy thing. If you just give someone a short reason, like, hey, sorry, I'm just too busy for this. I don't think I'm the right person. Talk to this person. Or if it is a time constraint and you just can't get to it in that day, throw out some times that you are available to help them schedule the meeting. Basically, if you are considerate and thoughtful and respectful of other people, you're going to do a great job in meetings. So that's the first part, or first tip. When you accept a meeting, show up. And if you don't, be courteous and be responsive and communicate with the people that need to know. Second, be prepared for meetings. I have gone into meetings with VPs who go up, show up, and the first thing they say is, what's this meeting about? And it's kind of understandable in one respect, because you know, you're really busy as a VP and things like that, but you don't look good. You don't. I don't care if you're smart, if you can recover from that. When you show up to a meeting and be like, oh, what's this about? It's almost kind of insulting too to the other people who have prepared for the meeting as well. So be prepared for the meeting. One of the things that I like to do is I like to scan ahead a couple days, maybe a whole week, and just think through all the meetings that I have and really understand what they're about. Look at the agenda that's put in the meeting notes, anything like that. And if I need to prepare, I will actually schedule time just with myself to make sure that I can prepare and I remember to and I don't forget before the meeting happens. Because nothing looks better than someone who's prepared for the meeting ahead. Don't be that guy who doesn't, or girl who doesn't, prepare for the meetings. Number three, if you don't know something, ask. It doesn't make you look stupid if you don't understand something. A lot of times, especially in big corporations, there's meetings that happen before, sub-meetings, little group huddles, meetings that happen about the project that you weren't necessarily involved in, where decisions are made or things are discussed, where they just think that everyone knows or it's common knowledge. They forget that it was a side meeting and not everyone was in it. So don't be afraid to ask. It makes you look like you're engaged. It makes you look inquisitive, like you want to be participating. And people get familiar with you, and it's another opportunity for you to speak up. And it also gives the person who's ever explaining the issue or the one who has the knowledge of the topic to maybe articulate it in a different way so other people can understand as well. This is really common when there's multi-division projects and there's all these subcommittees and things like that. And when you come together for those big meetings, sometimes there just needs to be clarification. Sometimes things are left out that need to be included. You don't want to go through a project and forget or not know a critical piece because you didn't ask the question. So ask the questions when you need to ask the questions. Now, if you need to ask like 20 questions, if you're completely lost, do what they call take it offline and schedule a meeting with the people that you need to ask the questions with on the side, or write them an email or give them a phone call, walk over to their office and have some time. Don't dominate the meeting with 20 questions. People are not going to be fans of you. Which leads me to the fourth tip, is don't dominate the meeting unless it's appropriate. You know, you've had those people, I'm sure, in the meetings who are talking the whole time, that they love to hear themselves talk, and then they'll talk some more, and then they'll talk about them talking. And it just makes you want to pull your head out. And there's times where I'm just banging my head against the phone because I cannot hear this person's voice anymore. They just love to talk about themselves. Oh, it's annoying. Don't be that person. That is a really quick way for people not to like you and not want you on their projects. I have like a list, like you on your social media where you have your blocked list. I have a blocked list of people I just don't ever want to work with because of how much they talk. It's terrible. Don't be on that blocked list. Now, there's a few appropriate reasons to dominate a meeting. One, you're presenting. You're the one leading the meeting. That's an appropriate reason to dominate the meeting. Secondly, you're the person receiving the presentation. The higher up you get, sometimes people are presenting things to you for you to make a decision. It's okay, obviously, to be the one controlling, asking questions, poking holes in an idea, all those kinds of things. So that's another reason. And thirdly, if things are just going off the rails and you are the one that's responsible to jump in there and either, if it's something with the meeting, to get a hold of the meeting, or if it's a project, to get a hold of the project, that's another appropriate way as well. There may be others, but those were the three that I could think of off the top of my head are the most appropriate reasons to dominate a meeting. Otherwise, listen a lot, learn, get other people's feedback and insights, get a conversation going to accomplish whatever that meeting goal is about. And oh, and this is another one my wife actually threw in, but she experiences a lot at work, is don't go off on tangents. There's times in meetings where people just love to talk about things that have nothing to do with the meeting. Don't do that either. All right, number five, be engaged in the meeting. This is for all my fellow millennials especially, but it also happens with people older than us too. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to put this on all on the millennials. Don't be on your phone answering phone call or answering texts, answering emails, walking away for 20 minutes, half of the meeting, going outside to be on the phone. If you need to take care of things like that, then don't go to the meeting. Reschedule the meeting. Say you can't attend. Do whatever you can do to be engaged. Put the phone away. And then I always say this, and then people always say, well, I take notes on my phone. Well, find another way to take notes. Don't be on your phone. Put your phone away. If it's an emergency, that's one thing. But most of the time, it's not. Most of the time, people are just spacing out, being space cadets. It doesn't make you look good. It's disrespectful to everyone else. So put the phone away. Be engaged. Make eye contact. Do verbal cues, do nonverbal cues, affirming what the people are saying. Be interested. It makes them feel better. And when people are talking and you make them feel better, they like you more too. So be engaged in the meeting. And then number six, be in person when you can. We're so blessed to have technology where we can meet with people in India and all these different places around the world, across the country. And those are great, and we should take advantage of them. But a lot of times, you'll be working in a building and have a meeting with just people in the building or on a campus or something like that. Go ahead and make that meeting in person. Schedule it for outside. A meeting outside can be super refreshing. It can just keep people awake, keep people engaged, things like that. When you're in person, there are nuances that you don't get, even if it's a video conference. So just for me, I like always getting in person. It keeps people engaged and make sure that they're not tuned out, putting you on mute and doing other things. Always be in person if you can. Number seven, this is almost a pet peeve of mine, but it's also a great tip. It's when you schedule meetings, do not schedule them on the same day unless everyone else agrees to it. It's like a follow-up meeting from an earlier meeting or anything like that. Don't schedule a meeting for the same day. That's really rude. Don't schedule meetings in the first 30 minutes of the workday. Another thing that's really rude. When you come into the office, you don't want to be rushing in or on your phone or on the meeting and fumbling through your laptop, putting it down on the dock and all that stuff at the very beginning of the day. You want to come in, have some time to regroup, think about your day, and then jump into your meetings. So don't schedule people's first 30 minutes of the workday as best as possible. And along with that, don't schedule their lunch too. I know some businesses that I've worked in, they love scheduling meetings during the lunch break. Don't do that. And if there's conflicts and someone needs to be there and you want to schedule it over someone else's other meeting, reach out to them first and just ask if they're able to reschedule that meeting or not, or make some other plans where if they can't join the meeting that you'll send them the meeting notes or something like that. Number eight, put the phone on mute when you're not talking. Oh my gosh, people. I don't understand this. How are we in the 21st century and people don't understand the idea of putting your phone on mute when you're not talking? You hear the most crazy things, background conversations, dogs barking from people that work at home, airport announcements when you're on the phone before you're on a flight, chewing, burping. I've heard it all. People's nail clippings, babies crying. Oh, it's so distracting. It's so rude. And all it takes is for you to put your phone on mute. And it's terrible. I've even done it. It's awesome. Like on Skype for Business, you can mute people. I love doing that. Don't be that person. It's super disgusting and it's also super inconsiderate. Put your phone on mute when you're not talking, even when you think it's going to be quiet. You never know when the phone's going to ring, door's going to knock on your office, anything like that. Just put your phone on mute and unmute it when you're about to talk. Number nine. Consider other people's agendas. And this is more of a strategic tactical point. Internally, just because you work at the same company as someone else doesn't mean that they have the same goals and objectives as you do. Everyone has their own objectives. Everyone has their own goal that they're trying to get. And you know, you could just ask someone from operations and someone from legal. So one of the most important things to do is when you're considering other people's agendas is call them out. And ask them to talk about, like, what are you trying to accomplish in this meeting? Especially if it's a strategic meeting or you're talking about tactics on how to achieve a strategy. If everyone understands their own goals and the group's goals they represent, then it's a lot easier to come to a solution and to move forward. So remember, not everyone has the same goal, even if it's internal in a meeting. And externally, it's very true that most people don't have the same goals. Maybe you're meeting with a vendor, their goal is to get a sale. Maybe you're meeting with a customer, your goal is to give a sale to them, right? For them to buy your product or service. And then also understand when you're talking about things that are not public information, NPI. And understand also that you may need a non-disclosure agreement signed. Maybe there was one signed already, maybe there wasn't. Be very conscious of that. You don't want to be the guy who's giving out information that you shouldn't be giving to people outside the company, because their agenda isn't to make you look good. Their agenda is to make themselves look good, and they'll do whatever it takes. You just have to assume that people are going to do whatever it takes, even if it's use information inappropriately, to better their company and better themselves. So be very conscious of people's agenda, what they want, especially when you're negotiating things, and know that they have an agenda too. And then 10, the final thing, don't talk negatively about people that are not at the meeting. Sometimes you need to call people out, but make sure they're on the meeting, or you're doing it to their face. Even better, not in the meeting, not in front of people. It's gossip. It's not loving. It almost always gets back to them. You don't look good as a person, and you most likely are making other people on the call uncomfortable as well. So if you have something to say to someone, do it to them one-on-one. All right, with that, those are the 10 tips to help you be more successful in meetings. As we saw earlier, people are in meetings all the time, and the more successful you become, the more meetings you're gonna have. So I hope you take those 10 tips to heart. I hope they help you. If you wanna reach out to me and you wanna add more to those tips, or if there's anything else that people do in meetings that are super annoying, those are always really fun to learn and read about and to talk about. You can reach out to me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can reach me on Twitter and Instagram @howtobuildatent, and you would be doing me a great favor if you would subscribe and give me a great review if you like this podcast. All right, until next time, have a good day.